What's up, guys? Welcome back to another excellent episode of Joy Tactics. Before we kick off this episode, just wanted to plug a show we got going on in Los Angeles. If you live in Los Angeles, we got a show on April 27th. That's Sunday, April 27th at Permanent Records Roadhouse with none other than myself and Eric hosting. Patty Harrison's on the lineup. Mecki Leaper's on the fucking lineup. It's about to go fucking down, plus more. It's going to be a crazy ass show. Tickets are in the show notes. Come on out. Catch a vibe. It's about to be amazing. But today.
Oh, I got a show in New York.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Plug it away, man.
Save it for the next episode.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to tell everybody. This one's kind of secret. Yeah. This one's secret. I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to say it.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
T-shirts.
Damn. Well, these things fucking keep our torsos covered up almost every single day, right?
Right, exactly.
That's their
and
purpose.
Why am
right?
I the only person wearing a t-shirt to the t-shirt episode?
I'm wearing it underneath, bro. This hoodie's what is building it. It's called a sleeper build. Hiding a sleeper build.
I got no t-shirt. What that is.
You got no t-shirt underneath that?
No, just a winter coat. That's how I do it in the winter. I just wear my coat and then just skin under that.
Do we know the history of t-shirts? When these came out? When did they first drop? Was it a limited drop when they first made them? It was probably hella limited. Because your grandma had to go out to the sheep and gather the wool.
Well, you got to think it started small and it built out. So first we
like
had
anything.
Just a waistband or something. And you'd put a little blow dart in that. And slowly it started creeping up. Okay, then you start with then you get the crop reverse midriff where it only covers the belly.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the tight where it's kind of wrapped around like a corset,
right?
And eventually it's just been spreading and spreading until
to where now there's even long sleeve where they go all the way.
Well but please
you're getting now, too ahead of yourself.
Riddle me this, why don't they make t-shirts with gloves at the end so it's a full fucking,
because we have terrorists running the White House right now.
Exactly, bro. I didn't want to say it, but that's what I suspected as well.
They do kind of for astronauts.
You would wear a t-shirt.
Well, I guess that's like a dry suit.
Gloves attached to it.
Gloves at the end, right? Custom build to the length of every single one of your fingers. Perfect fit. You don't got to take it off. Right?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know when was the first graphic tee, because that's where I get more interested in t-shirts, is when they started combining the printing press with the t-shirt. To put words on there, symbols, funny statements.
You don't think that the Gutenberg Bible guy was throwing his t-shirt under there for a second to put some kind of naughty words? Naughty medieval words?
This ain't going to suck
putting
itself.
On his girlfriend's
he's putting that
hand.
On a burlap sack that he's putting on. It ain't going to suck itself. And then he's printing hella Bibles.
It ain't
going to
suck itself. Jesus. I think that's what the Bible said at first.
But he could rig the machine to do whatever.
There's definitely some custom Bibles out there, you know, where they took their own liberties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
I mean, that's basically what the Bible is now. It's a custom remix of the original Aramaic and Greek. Don't get me started on Aramaic translations, dude. Please.
Now tell me what Aramaic food is like, because that sounds. I want to hit that after going to see Sinners at the AMC.
Go to the Aramaic.
Get some Aramaic. It's got to be
Aramaic's
wraps.
Just like an ancient, like Middle Eastern language that is.
Well,
no
but what was the
open.
Food like? Was it bulgur?
I don't know. I want to say it was probably a lot of goat based. You know.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, goat soup, milk, goat milk. You know, a lot of goat shit, I would assume. That's what I think they were eating back then.
I could see it.
Pita bread. I don't even know if that was invented yet.
Wait. I have a shocking revelation. This is going to disturb you guys. Turn the up. T-shirt only started existing in the 19th century, dude.
That's the 1800s.
What? Yeah, they confuse us by making it 19, but so actually it's 1800s.
You think that's had some, it's maybe no coincidence that filmmaking was invented in the late 1800s, early 1900s. They saw the t-shirt and they thought, well, top dog. But yeah. Beautiful ass white t-shirt. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's when they realized we need to be capturing the human image. The human beauty can't just... It can't just be captured on a fucking rock anymore. Not in fucking oil. We can't just be mixing violets with oil and saying this counts as a memory and putting it on the canvas and putting it in the Louvre. Mm-hmm.
But don't you think there was some creative psychopath genius who was making cave paintings like in a really long cave, and then you could sprint past it and have the illusion of motion, you know?
You got to train for 2 years to be able to see the moving image.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You have to be like, you really got to get that sprint like, level. But that's what the fucking hieroglyphs were, man. You see the
right.
That's just a comic strip, man, that you run, you sprint in the pyramid through it. And that was like watching a, you know,
Oh, damn. Imhotep started like this. The, the initial biopic about Imhotep.
Exactly.
And then you get to go brag to your friends. Oh, how long did it take you to fucking read the pyramid? I read that shit and whatever.
Probably, yeah.
Bet I read that shit. Entertainment complex. That's what the pyramids were. It wasn't an energy source. It was a fucking like, it was the original Megaplex AMC.
Egyptian ninja warrior.
Right.
Right. And you tell me they didn't have t-shirts in ancient Egypt? So what? What were they wearing?
Oh, they definitely like, did.
I know the women were wearing those white linens from what I've seen in the movies, especially when they went down to the Nile. Oops, white linen time. The white linen contest.
The wet linen contest.
T-shirt contest with the Nile.
Who can have the whitest outfit contest? White t-shirt contest.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something bad. Too bad.
Wet white linen contest.
Damn. Wet white lotus.
I think they were more desensitized to the titty back then. They didn't even need
to have.
Oh, dude, the titties were out 24/7 in ancient Egypt. Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Are you sure?
Damn. Yeah,
from my research. Yeah, the research I've
you
been
mean
doing.
Your recollection from what do they call it when you do? You go somewhere in your mind.
Imagine.
It's called no. They're using it now with the aliens.
Astral projecting.
Oh, astral projections.
Astralized projections. Yeah.
Time traveling astral projections to see ancient titties.
Time traveling back to second grade to rock with your teacher one more time.
Mrs. Dreon. Damn.
Yo, should we say all our teachers' names? We did that already.
Yeah, we already did.
Yeah,
that,
we
right?
failed.
That's
miserably.
Crazy.
Oh, how about this? People have been asking for a Sunny Angel kind of reveal over here in my little. This is a little area. This is basically my girlfriend has arranged these things, and oh shit, they just fell. The blender. Oops. All right, here's one. This is kind of a. I think it has a melon on its head, you know, wings.
Sure.
It's pretty
it's
cute.
It's getting ready
huh?
for battle.
People have, it's naked. People love these things, man. They're rare.
Why is it? Does that have a little tiny wang down there?
Yeah, it has like thing. It has a dick and a balls. Like
cover it now.
Oh Jesus!
Cover that shit now.
Really?
Don't mess around with that.
Damn.
But it's a toy, man. It's not.
That looks like that is exactly what my body looks like. By the way.
All right, here's another one. We got the cake one. I think that's like a cake or a flan on its head.
Flan.
Flan, sorry. It's another mispronunciation for me. God, it's hard to reach these fucking things. This one's, I think, the Turkish guy, you know? This one came from Turkey, right? This is
that's
sort of like a priest
outfit.
Pretty fun. You guys enjoying
this? How old are
this,
they supposed to be?
Really enjoying
I think,
it.
I think they're like a Yoda, where they're like they look like they're kids, but they're actually like 400 years old.
Nate, you should bring these to the Y so we have something to talk about to those guys in the sauna.
Hey, I will, you have.
I will say we got it. We have to start saying what's up to those guys, because we're silent and they're all interacting.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I like this one a lot. This one's like a chicken. This one's nice. And then only two more guys. Only two more. So just this one is missing an eye.
Mm-hmm.
This one is sleeping.
Anyone who's listening is going to be really
just imagine. Use this time to use your imagination and just think about what Nate could be showing us. They're beautiful dolls. Yeah.
Or think about a regret you've had and then get over it.
This feels like you guys are doing me a favor, like I'm your cousin.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on, dude. We promised you you could come on and guest, and we're really happy to have you. But
you know what energy I was getting? And I get this, it kind of gave me some clarity on Nate, your role in life, is when I watched that video of y'all playing basketball, and it felt like, Eric, you know, we're responsible for a car accident where a lot of people who everybody loved passed away and you were the one who survived, but you had to do physical rehab and Nate was kind of there for you to help you through that.
Yeah.
Did it seem that way because my body was moving weird? Did my right leg seem to be moving slower than the rest of my body?
No.
And this is my new fixation.
Yeah.
That I'm having at the gym is that I have what's called.
Eric thinks that he's slowly developing, what is it called?
ALS.
ALS.
That's not funny. Jesus. Because if the diagnosis comes back as true, a lot of people are going to be in my comments saying, sorry about that, man.
If that's true, we're going to get you in so many, every movie that you'd want to be in for the next 60 years, we're going to fast track it.
I'm going to be the hacker.
You're going to be the hacker in the new Mission Impossible.
That sounds fucking sick.
We're bringing back Firewall.
And your inspirational speeches would be just hit so crazy.
They would be fucking crushing. I'll bet your ass. I could get in rooms that I wasn't previously allowed in. I'll just put it that way. Oval Office to start.
You should start getting into like pranking, like YouTube pranks, if that diagnosis happens, you know? Because no one's going to be mad at a person if you got pranked with.
Right. You can get a little more diabolical with it.
Yeah.
Tying cherry stems with my tongue in the hood.
Damn. Wait, I did just watch. Wait, when's David Blaine's show coming out? I've been hearing this thing.
He's got a show coming out?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, get out of fucking Dodge.
I hope so, because I just watched the Harrison Ford one where Harrison Ford's in his crib in the amazing kitchen. And David Blaine's like, remember your card? And Harrison Ford's like, of course. And then he's like, why don't you pick up a piece of fruit? And listen, he doesn't even say which fruit. There's a whole bowl of fruit. Harrison picks up an orange. David Blaine says, why don't you cut that thing? Harrison or David Blaine cuts it. Boom. The card is inside of the orange. Now, how did it get there? There was no incision.
I have some insight on this, dude. I was researching magicians for a script I was working on. And it was one of these moments where it's like, how the hell did he do this trick? And he revealed it. He went to a guy's house. Okay. And then he said, you know, where's your card? And he said, here, go in the backyard and dig right there. Like dig a hole right there. And his card was buried in the ground. And you know what he did to pull off this trick?
What?
He went into the yard the night before, snuck in and buried like a bunch of cards in the backyard. And then he came there and kind of like used, I guess, manipulation to try and plant the seed that like, oh, maybe it's in the somewhere else, like the card. And that's a peek behind the veil right there. So maybe he snuck into Harrison Ford's house the night before, you know, had a prosthetic fruit or something and put it in that way.
Prosthetic fruit.
It's not magic, Eric. You realize that. It's not.
Damn. Get going to the medical supply store to get the prosthetic fruit. He would have had to literally had planted that orange tree in the orange grove probably 20 years prior, because this shit was inside the orange, dude.
And that's the length that fucking David Blaine would go to. You see what he's done, man. He's fucking, he's risking his life.
I've been watching him for a while.
For 4 months.
I know.
I've talked shit about Chris Angel before. No, it's the opposite. Wait, fuck David
Chris
Blaine.
Chris Angel's talk shit about
all
you?
My excitement. No.
Oh, because David Blaine was a dick to Chris Angel.
I've already spoken on this on here. All right. He's a fucking asshole. That's man. Where you lose me, man. When I find out that your character has been compromised in the way that you treat your peers and other people in the world, I don't give a fuck. You could make, except for, well, all right. I was going to say you could make the best pizza in the world and I wouldn't eat it.
Nah, but I'd eat that.
That's different when it's food because I like Papa John's.
Wait, can I do a quick shout out to Johnny Hamcheck?
John Ham?
Oh, please, Johnny Hamcheck. Dude.
Oh, sure.
I think I know what you're going to say.
If you guys don't know Johnny Hamcheck and you're listening, go check this guy out. This guy is one of the only ones doing it right. Doing
Wait, I saw him do something.
So bad?
I saw one prank I didn't love.
Was he being mean?
He was filming himself. He's like filming himself in a massage
Johnny
parlor.
Johnny Hamcheck, dude. Yeah. He's not like a good, guy, you know, like.
Sometimes it feels a little like wholesome adjacent.
Right.
Just like in a mentally ill way.
Well, I just wanted to say I like the ones where he says he, there's this one where he says he's doing volunteer Uber and he picks up a guy and then he's in the car and he says, "We've been watching you for a while, man." And then he said, then he kind of says like, well, he wants to recruit him for like a job. And some of the guys are like, "I know you. I know. I've been watching you guys watch me." There's like a guy at the fast food McDonald's who goes like, "I know. I've been seeing you guys follow me."
He accidentally picked up a gang stalker person and tried to do a gang stalking prank.
Exactly,
and they were like,
exactly.
"This is what I want. This is, I know I'm ready."
Yeah.
Damn. I would feel so guilty. I would be like, would you know what? Bad. I'm going to start an organization right now. You're in American
you're
ISIS.
You're part of it.
Yeah.
Well, we're too empathetic to do pranks. That's what's interesting about us.
When was the last prank we did on each other? Eric, I pranked you in the car. I like to do that. Turn the seat warmer on.
Well, that's a fun one.
Yeah. We pranked Max, our friend Max. I don't know. We've probably talked about that. He didn't like that. I just pranked All someone, right. didn't I?
Eric, speed acting drill right now. Your line is, "Please help me." I'm going to give you different styles of to read this line. Your line is, "Please help me." Mocking, imitation.
Right. So please mocking. Help me. Please.
Nice. All right. Next right. is matter of fact, professional.
Please help me.
Nice. Nailed it. Next is choking up, trying not to cry.
Please help me.
Next is creepy, calm, villain energy. you have to. It's a drill, dude.
Please help me.
Naive and innocent.
Please help me.
All right, and then the last one is, no, that was the last one.
All right, Steven Spielberg, man. Turn your camera on.
Damn, Indiana Jones 12, here we go. I'll be playing.
You're playing a version of I Am Groot, but it's just a guy who's had a stroke and he can only say that line.
Damn, I didn't think I would be so embarrassed to do it. You know what I mean?
Are you embarrassed to be an actor?
No, because once I'm in an actual set environment and we're not joking about it and not doing it on a podcast, I can log the F in immediately, bro. But the minute that we're making a mockery of my craft, I step back a little bit, right?
Yeah, of course.
You think David Blaine feels embarrassed when he's doing like the small magic?
I could definitely see him being embarrassed.
Remember when he eats a lot of stuff? Fuck that guy, man. I'm taking the full. Blaine,
bro. I'm not rocking with him.
Yeah.
Now is Jack gonna do it now or is it just me?
Here, let me pull up another one. This is the guy, the account that I'm
what is this
making thing? You
Oh no.
Oh, that guy. I love that guy.
Let's do another one. Okay, Jack.
Why don't you give me some math problems or something?
Okay. The line is I would just do this one.
Yeah, I'll do the same one.
Okay, thanks a lot is your line. Okay, you ready, Jack?
I guess so.
Genuine appreciation.
Thanks a lot, man. That's awesome.
Sarcastic annoyance.
Thanks, man. I'll see you later. Yeah, good
Bitter resentment. Fast.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm about to slice that throat right open.
Say the line. Do not add any more line,
bro. That's the exercise.
People appreciate it that I improvise. I'm free riding.
I'm a
rider. I'm always going to be a rider. All right. What's the line?
Awkward politeness.
Tell me the line one more time.
Any fucking.
Please tell me the line. Please. Thanks a lot.
Thanks
All right, go
lot.
Ahead. Awkward politeness. Say it again.
Thanks a lot. Awkward politeness. Do not add one more fucking word to this. Say the line, but do it. But the intention is different.
Thanks.
We're moving on. Secretly scared. Thanks a lot. Secretly scared.
Thanks a lot.
Damn. Nailed it. Did you just give a gulp?
Yeah, no, I gave a big ass, fat ass gulp. Damn.
You don't have enough of that. Enough kind of gulps and
all right, Nate.
An acting.
All right, I'm gonna make this up then on the spot for you now.
Yeah.
All right.
Your word is help me.
Help me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's like two words.
Angry.
Help me now.
Rage.
Sorry about that. I put the. That's the anger and rage are the same thing,
bro. Anger is lower. Rage is up. You need to be playing with levels.
Help me!
All right. Pathetic.
Help. Help me.
Now, all right. Please. Fucking ready. Level 10 horny.
Oh, help me.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
You're in a hospice and you're being neglected.
Help me, man.
So, matter of fact. All right, presidential.
Help. I can't do that one next. Sorry. I don't rock with that style.
All right. Let's see. I think that's it, bro. I think you nailed it, awesome. Frankly.
Good work, everybody.
Great job, guys.
Yeah. Great work.
So t-shirts, right?
Yeah, right.
T-shirts. That's what we're discussing today.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a shirt that says my name in Russian, perhaps. Bit odd.
Do you guys remember Threadless?
Is that what you Google? What is that? Is that what you Google?
Threadless was a website that I used to buy hella graphic tees on in 2009. And I'm seeing it still around.
I think I might have worked at Threadless in the warehouse.
Oh, in Chicago?
Yeah. Was that? Is that a Chicago?
Yeah, they had it in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at a former warehouse worker. Basically, I was like a Amazon style like warehouse, and there was just hundreds of thousands of t-shirts, and it was like a speed thing. It was the hardest I've ever worked in my life. Like, you had to pick like so many t-shirts in an hour, and they were like timing you, and you had to. Like your break was like 20 minutes, you know, and then you would go back. It was like a fucking 10-hour workday. And I did that for like maybe a month or 2 months during like the holiday season. And it was just like, dude, the people that were working there, it was like a motley crew.
Was it bleak?
It was kind of bleak. Like, it was just hard work. Everyone was just like exhausted.
Were you ever hella hungover?
Oh, must have been 100%. And it was like early mornings too, and I remember I was like taking the bus to there because the train didn't go, and I was like waking up at like 5:30 to like go to this fucking like my warehouse job.
Did you ever get romantic about it in like the bear type of way where you're like,
no, yes, not at all,
blasting fucking cigs?
You can't romanticize that when you're in it. You can't.
Yeah, it's just, not for Threadless.
Unless you're doing the 8 Mile style Brittany Murphy hookup inside of the fucking smokestack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right next to the shirt with a panda bear on it. That's fucking eating ramen.
Mm.
Or it could be eating any cuisine, by the way, not to be racist. It could be eating enchiladas, anything. Burger.
You can't be racist about enchiladas. It's not possible.
Bro, I've been having some fucking delicious enchiladas, that's for sure.
Oh, go ahead and talk about it, man.
La Cabanita.
What's that mean? The cabinet?
I don't know. No one will tell me. Julio, if you could type it in, man.
No.
I think it's the cabin.
What makes you think it's Spanish? Cabin?
Did I get it, Julio?
Like what is it?
Cabin or shack, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I think I had a dream last night that I was trying to speak Spanish.
Really? Trying to?
Yeah.
Jack, you were in my dream last night. I already told Nate.
Thanks, man.
You want to hear it really rapidly fast?
Yeah, I love it. Take your time. I love this shit.
Basically, we're in Brooklyn, New York, where you live now. We both used to live. And you're like, wait, I got to go check something real quick. And you pull me into this apartment building, and we take this elevator up to this. The whole floor was like your family. And it was, but your family, they were all like Orthodox Jewish people. And they had just gotten done, maybe it was Passover that they had just got done eating. And it looked like the best fucking time. Everyone was getting ready for bed, but they were like being hella nice to me and giving me hella food. And then Bubbles woke me up to go outside to go what we call potty. And I was pissed because I thought I wanted to stay in that beautiful room with all those nice people eating, you know, all the delicious.
You're craving, Google. Your body is, your subconscious is craving the authenticity that I used to bring to your life every day.
Exactly, bro.
Now you're hanging with all these phony ass bitches like Nate and Max. Fucking pretending to work out. Really just
I'm
hitting
fucking,
on people.
I'm like outwardly phony. Like I'll fucking, I'm not hiding it at all.
Nate just I'm got like, the most fucking dangerous fake ass.
No.
Yeah.
Like it's dense, it's too fat, dense. Though.
No, it looks good, but it's fucking dangerous.
It's hard, it's not, though. It looks juicy, but like if you squeeze it, you're like, damn, that is, there is nothing jiggly about this shit.
That's it's like you're carrying him like, hella down in the pool. He's swimming, like, dragging his hat, lower half of his body on the bottom of the pool.
People have to drag me out from the bottom of the pool. I'm, like, drowning every time I get in. No, I'm good.
But
I'm good.
You love swimming. You love swimming.
That's funny, yeah.
Man. What so are you guys' t-shirt pet peeves?
You know, I used to hate like funny shirts, like shirts that were just trying to be funny in any way. And I've kind of like softened to that. I think as you age, you kind of just care less about
things. It's why not.
But I used to be like, man, if somebody has a funny t-shirt, like they can.
It's over.
The middle finger to them, man. Like that used to annoy me.
The booby inspectors. The federal style booby inspectors.
Those are different. That's fun. Any of the sexual ones, I'm of course rocking with. Like the ones that you get at Myrtle Beach, and they're the man, suck the legend, it. Whatever. Just like this pussy ain't gonna fucking suck itself, whatever.
Suck it. Jesus Christ.
Anything like Jesus. That, dude. They get those t-shirt shacks. They get fucking nasty.
They really.
Like, you think
do.
I'm just making this up? There's a t-shirt or some panties at Venice Beach at a shack that said Mike's bitch on them. Like
that's not bad.
You know those keychains that you
Nate,
get?
You
there's
say,
all types of
the way
of
that
names.
You say panties, Nate, hits so different than anyone. That should be like you get an allowance of two. You get two panty coins a year. You got to put them in the panty machine, and that allows you to say.
To say panties twice in a year. Yeah
fucking that's it,
that.
Bro.
Panties.
If that's the case, then I'm fucking ending it, dude. I need at least I need I at least like, 46 goes at it, man.
You should keep doing it. You got your bones are like the bones in your face are perfectly designed. When you do say that word, I can feel like your face fucking coming together like an ancient door. You know what I'm saying?
Pull them panties to the side. Hey, right. Can you pull them to the side?
We're recording.
Side. Oh, shit. never mind. Let's talk.
Nate, you should open the Glendale Panty Museum. Get panties from every century, from all countries. A panty from every single
history.
Country. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm famous like personally panties. There as a security guard, like very much policing the distance that you have to be between them. Like you can't smell them, dude.
Stay back, man. Yeah.
No one's trying to sniff them. I'm just like
the panty guard.
Get back, man.
The panty god.
Wow. But yeah, funny t-shirts. What's the new funny t-shirt that's kind of annoying?
I saw a funny t-shirt. I've always seen funny t-shirts. That's annoying. I don't know.
Let me stop being negative, by the way, dude.
I know it's hard.
I'm bringing so much negativity, dude.
I didn't want to say this, Eric, when you brought up the pet peeves, by the way.
Right.
And that's going to have to be another episode in itself is peeves. But yes, t-shirts, it's so hard to really knock a t-shirt, man.
Right.
I was walking around yesterday fantasizing about what my Subway take would be.
And dude, I don't have one.
That's good. You shouldn't. It's good to admit.
What's your Subway take, dude?
Well, yesterday my Subway take was that if you got letters on your outfit at all, I really need you to... I need permission to just stare right the fuck at that whole body up and down and read it. And let
well,
it not
because
be weird.
You love reading recently. You're getting addicted to it.
I am learning words rapidly. Now that people have caught on that my vocabulary isn't quite as high as some others. Now that I hang out with collegiate fucking losers all the time, people have been getting off on teaching me words.
What have you learned? What's a word that you want to share with us that you learned recently, Jack?
Okay. Hey, shut up. This is a word.
People are bringing
called...
words to you and definitions, yes. Like just yes, unsolicited. Yes. Like, hey, yes. Man, I know you don't know this word, but like.
Not fucking strangers, but yeah, people I fucking know, yeah.
Can all we right. See if we can stump you with a word? Like, do you know the. Like?
Yeah, you can.
Let's see if we can. I'll fucking get you, dude. I was an English major, by the way. So.
Well, oh, fuck. Damn, Nate, you're a fucking English major.
Yeah.
It shows, man. Yeah. It shows.
I know it does.
Wait, do you know this word? This is one that I just was told. Verboten.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Forbidden.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, I mess with a lot of verboten things. Verboten magic that you guys can't imagine. Dark verboten magic.
The verboten panties.
Verboten panties. The forbidden panties. Yeah.
The verboten panty experience.
The cursed panties. That's a fucking movie right there, dude. We just can't help it, man. The cursed panties. I gotta sniff the cursed panties.
Jesus.
All right, man. Enough, man. Enough. Trip.
Oops, I sniffed a ghost. Oops. Oh, fuck. I sniffed these panties. I think they were haunted, and now my fucking nose, I can, like, smell, yeah, I guess, like, domestic terror or something.
There we go.
Do you guys think, because, and I just want to say this really quick, I know I'm interrupting the word conversation, but I showed Nate this on a bike ride, this New York Times article about that. You saw this, Jack?
What is it? And then I'll know.
And I'll just put it this way really quick. Just open up my phone. Yeah, recruitment representative just hit my ass up.
What are you talking about?
To do the remote work. Social media managing on TikTok shit. And YouTube. Yeah, I'll be ignoring that. Did you see the New York Times article about that they saw life? Potentially saw life signatures on another planet, Jack.
I don't think I saw it in the New York Times because I don't accept information from articles that have billionaire influence. But yeah, right. I heard that.
Astronomers detect a possible signature of life on a signature on a distant planet. Okay.
You think it's like a Neo type person? They zoomed in and saw a little Neo.
Well, I think they're seeing a chemical signature that's associated with like micro tiny bacteria that live in the oceans.
That is going to be so disappointing. Dude, the scientist who actually discovers like microbial life on another planet is going to think that this is the greatest achievement to ever be made in science, but people are going to not give a fucking shit about that. And I just want to, I don't know if that scientist, if NASA is listening right now, like, don't get your hopes up. Like, just, I know it's,
because we don't give a fuck,
on
dude.
Paper, it is a fucking massive achievement in science and discovery, but no one's going to fucking care.
Until you bring a humanoid alien to the White House and dissect it live on fucking Twitch and have it be talking to it.
No anesthesia.
To say, yes,
dissect it from the back, too.
But my question was, because now we have maybe potentially proof of life on other planets. Do you think, what are the chances that there are alien-style panties out there?
Oh, dude.
Is it 99?
There is a literally 100% chance.
Are they wearing them? Do they have they evolved past the need of clothes?
You can't evolve past the wearing panties. That's impossible. Right,
because that's expression. That's, because we can't evolve past a personal style expression.
I can't believe this. I don't care how
intelligent you are, man.
There's no other people out there yet. I really can't believe this.
I know, imagine, bro.
You live in fucking Ireland, right? And then you go out and imagine you went out into the rest of the whole world and there was nobody there.
Right.
It seems kind of odd that that could be the case in space, but it is so far. That's odd.
But dude, but we, I'm like, yeah, if you lived in 1500 Ireland and you only had a telescope from back then, that could barely see fucking shit. You look at the water, you think, nah, it's just fucking us. Little do you know, there's Native Americans all the way over that way.
So you think if we could zoom indigenous the fuck peoples, in?
Right? Right, Eric?
Right. No, I know. You've been telling me that, man. In the sauna.
Well, what? I can't believe this space stuff. I really actually maybe don't believe it.
What do you mean?
I definitely don't believe that Katy Perry and the lot went up to that thing.
Bruh, I was waiting for you to bring this up, man. Shit. Everyone's a week later been waiting for us to talk about this shit.
Well, you saw the clip of them faking the door, right?
Right, right. Jeff Bezos goes to open the door. It was already fucking open, dude.
Don't make me say that I really don't think we went to the moon.
No, I know you don't believe that.
Listen,
I'm about 80% believe that, by the way. You convinced me, Jack.
I don't believe that humans went to the moon, but I accept it. I accept that they went there.
Here's the thing that you said to me. You were like, why? It's been, we went there in 1959 or whatever, 1962. Or whatever. When did we go there?
It's not important.
Hey, we haven't been back one fucking second. You don't think, you think if we had the technology to go to the fucking moon, we would have put another fucking piece of shit on the fucking moon?
Question yeah, for you. Question immediately
been,
off that.
It's been fucking 60 years, bro.
What if we they saw something on the moon that scared them so badly that they now don't want to return out then of fear of physical me. Threat?
Then send me. I am not afraid of death. I am not afraid of alien. I fear nothing. I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of heights, but I got over it.
Well, dude, we can use that fucking the jail suit that you've been drawing for me that you've been drawing for me for the past few years. The jail spacesuit. It's all gel. Just hello.
Oh, gel. I thought you were saying
sort
jail.
Of aloe vera style gel.
Like prison.
No, jail suit.
Right. What are you gonna do? You're gonna be naked and just have a bunch of aloe
vera.
Is
naked just hella gel and then shoot you fucking?
Because it keeps oxygen within your cells.
Exactly, right? Bro. There's bubbles in gel. You just breathe the bubbles.
Listen, I feel about landing on the moon the same way I feel about fucking God. Maybe it's like this. I want to believe it. I accept that it is true. I accept and I operate as if it happened, and I respect people and everybody who seems to be saying this. But in my heart, I don't believe it. And maybe that's just like a, you know how like a cat will never fucking be able to speak English because the brain capacity, it just stops at a certain point. It's just not, wow. It's not fucking possible.
You said that right as Muffy just got up here and they can communicate telepathically, by the way.
Well, then fucking telepathize to my cat to chill the fuck out because I'm tired of that fucking fucker. Biting my shit all day.
That's what I'm most interested about is with the aliens is I know we just did the telepathy episode, but I would love for one alien, if you're out there, please telepathically communicate with every human being on Earth at once. And I know you have the technology to do that. And just open the worldwide chat telepathically.
Oh no, you don't want to fucking CC all with 8 billion people and my ass is in there. Trust me, I'm going to be pranking.
I can't Excuse wait me. For that fucking shit to go down, dude. Because I know our brains are capable of this.
The word I was looking for earlier that's not astral projecting is called remote viewing.
Oh, nice one, Eric. Oh,
remote viewing, dude. We need to get a remote, all Joy Tactician, Patreon only subscribers, remote viewing party going immediately at a Bavarian style bar where we can have giant fucking boots of beer and remote view. To other planets.
I actually have that in my notes app as a. Wouldn't that be an amazing like Jason Bourne style movie, remote viewers in the CIA.
It's just filming them sitting there. You don't see any of the action, but
they're like, you know, comatose out, but they're like fighting each other in the remote viewing, sort of. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Matrix, bro. The Matrix already did that.
Well, it's not like that at all. It's actually very different than that.
Oh, jumping John Malkovich. Jumping John Malkovich into MS-13.
Damn. Don't bring the name up, bro.
Ewing Warriors.
It's a different one. Different MS-13.
That's a fucking $1 billion franchise right there.
The remote wars, Ender's Game,
the remote wars, viewing warriors.
Yeah, and they engage in spiritual warfare.
If you don't think that you're already a soldier in a spiritual warfare style war, you are
mistaken.
You haven't
smoked a gravity bomb with me, right? Because the second you hit that thing, you're gonna come to that conclusion, a la mode, bitch. Trust me. On its own.
You meant you just said that because it sounded like on your own.
I don't know. I don't have the answer.
What'd you say? A la mode.
A la mode. That means with ice cream. When I found out that meant with ice cream.
Oh, a la carte. Damn! I want you guys to come to New York today, everybody, because it's for the first time. If the sun is out, it's probably going to be in the fucking 70s today.
Dang.
People are making noise music in Fort Greene Park with different pedals and saxophones.
Man, that's excellent.
Summertime or springtime in New York hits different for sure.
Nate, what I got to do to get you to grow some pigtails?
Pigtails? Dude, I'm already kind of, watch. Look at this.
It's
shit.
Looking long back there, Nate. Nice and good and long, curly.
If you had two fucking braids that you spray painted metallic.
Well, what's he doing? Off, so. But like
okay.
Get this.
Ooh. Nate.
I like it.
Saying, going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Nate.
Nate, do you know the Prodigy? The band The Prodigy?
He does, but his headphones
are ding, 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 ding.
Rest in peace. Didn't one of them just
You're already there, bro. You just need to dye it green, 100%. Start acting crazy, singing.
I would prefer the Tekken guy, but...
Right.
Should we fucking ruin someone's career right now?
Let's do it, man. Why?
I don't know. It just came to mind. Just one of our friends. Not even entertainment.
I would like to see more non-entertainment careers being destroyed and shattered.
Yeah.
Why are you guys wishing for destruction?
Because this is another word I just learned, and I can't remember what it is, but it's something like Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
That one, Ruby McAllister. Yeah.
Taking pleasure in someone else's pain.
Yeah. I got pretty close to guessing that one.
How do you say it? Schadenfreude? Schadenfreude?
I don't know.
Schadenfreude. Something like that. What's the one where it's like humility? Like I love a word that doesn't exist in another language. I love that. Like we don't even have a word for a thing. And I'm wondering how many other feelings and you know, situations can be described in a word that we don't even have the capacity to describe it, you know?
Right.
It just makes me wonder.
Well, once again, you're naturally touching on the limitations of language. Okay, I'm telling you, in 100 years, it's not going to be, is Hollywood going to be around? It's going to be, is our words going to be around? Because we're not going to even fucking need them anymore.
I think when I'm fucking 90 and I have dementia pretty bad, I'm going to be freestyling all day.
All day long?
Well, I can feel it's almost like, you know how there's pedophiles out there that are like, listen, I've never done it, I never will do it, but it's an urge that I fucking have and I wish I didn't. That is how I feel about freestyling. At all times.
Curious.
And I'm sorry if that was a left turn.
I'm just going to let you know that you can freely hit a bar whenever, you know, just...
That's a bad... You're being a bad influence. No, I won't do that. It's something I'm trying to get rid of. It's something I'm trying to get rid of.
That was a good seg... When we were doing the rhyme, your rhyme stopwatch, how fast you can rhyme something. I think your fastest time was like 3.6 seconds right now, the record.
I feel like he was going, I thought he was going faster than that.
No, he wasn't, dude. I was fucking timing it, dude.
I thought you were going faster than like 3 seconds, Jack, because sometimes it seemed immediate, but that stopwatch seemed slow.
Yeah.
Felt like sabotage from
Nate.
Yeah,
I think Nate is trying to fuck with my whole life. I think Nate's trying to bury me and humiliate me on a platform like Joy Tactics. Not sure why yet. Not sure why. I'll keep an eye on the calendar, what meetings you have that we all have.
Do you guys think...
No, please.
I was going to say, do you guys think we're ever going to all share an assistant? I asked Nate that in the hot tub the other day.
And I said yes, and I was like, I'm going to be using them like 1,000 times more than you guys. Here's what I would be so good at: promising an assistant the next level. I would be like,
Another year.
I'm gonna, I'm so loyal, and I'm gonna bump you up to whatever. Mm-hmm. The head of the fucking studio, is just so quickly as soon as I can. But right now, you need to go get me some like chow mein and do my laundry and give me a massage too.
That's where I would draw the line, Nate. That's when I would cut ties with you if you ever. let an assistant lay hands
on
you.
It would be in the meeting. It would be the expectations would be set, though, at the beginning. It wouldn't be a surprise. It would be like, you're going to be giving me massages and feeding me chow mein through the fucking face hole at the and they know what they're signing right. up for.
Right. You know? Then it's all good. Then it's actually all good. If you, yeah.
Sign on my knob. Interesting. it is interesting to think about how the three of us would abuse power in different ways.
How do you think I would abuse power? Because I can't see a way where I would
sexually. Sorry, I know it's the worst one.
Nothing to laugh about, man. No,
it's very close to the heart in this industry. I know a lot of people were playing Fortnite with Weinstein and whatever, but in the pandemic, but
damn.
Shit's over.
How would you abuse power, Jack?
Maybe just hangouts.
Just by wanting to be after friends with hangouts. Everybody. Yeah.
Making people think like, oh, I'm going to get ahead by just chilling with them. Nate, you kind of just did use that.
Yeah, I thought you did. But how would you abuse power, Nate?
Well, I have
a
different one now. I would be using... I can't wait to do this. I've never done this before, but I've been... really, really wanting to is blackmail somebody. I feel like I would be so good at blackmailing.
Who would you blackmail?
Anybody who crosses me. Yeah. Don't cross me, man. Literally do not fucking cross me. Please. I beg of you. I'm literally begging you. I don't want to have to do this.
Right?
I don't want to have to do this, but I will.
Right. How would you blackmail someone? What would you fucking do to them?
Put cameras all in their house and just wait for them to act up. And then I got it on camera. Okay.
Film idea.
That is brilliant, bro.
Did video. Film idea. And I can make that public by a click of a button on the Joy Tactics YouTube channel, by the way.
Damn. Just so you know, over fucking 1,800 people will see you neglecting your dog, not taking him out for a walk 2 times a day. Jack, what were you gonna say, man?
I was gonna sound the alarm. I think we should maybe have a button that goes off whenever anyone has a film idea, and it's a hard stop that it stops everything dead in its tracks.
What were you just inspired by?
I was inspired by Nate. I can't remember what, because it's been a few seconds and I haven't eaten anything yet today, but it basically a child actor who's not supposed to be driving yet. They don't have their learner's permit, and they get in a fucking fender bender, if that's the right word, with Nate. And Nate has blackmail on them. That's what I was inspired by.
Oh, so blackmail kind of like a child?
A child actor, yeah. You have like a fucking A-list child actor. You got mad dirt on them, and they're just like, I'll do whatever you want, fucking chill.
And I try to get in their fucking movie as their father.
It's one of the Naked Brothers.
And then we develop a bond.
Yeah, that's right.
And I end up adopting him because his parents are siphoning money off of him, and the child does not want to be a part of the family anymore. And we develop such a close bond on screen that it bleeds into real life. And at the moment when the child is going to be ostracized from the family, I come in and I say, yeah, I'm going to adopt this kid. And the blackmail has been destroyed. And now we're a family, a real
it's
family.
It's kind of like Mike. That's beautiful, Nate. I like your crazy mind, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. A lot of people
do. Can you guys imagine this? Because I want to have, I'm not looking to be a stepfather, but if you were an amazing stepfather and the kid liked you so much, you know, it's Christmas Day and you've been rocking with them being an amazing father figure. And they initially called me Eric, but then recently they've been calling me Dad, kind of.
Sure.
Then you open the last present of the day of Christmas Day, and it's a bunch of papers. What the hell is this?
Yeah.
Reading the fine print. Well, it's adoption papers, bro.
They'd be like, what the imagine? Fuck, man? Give me a fucking PS5, bro. What the fuck is this shit, dude? I don't know what to talk about you, man.
You're just to the next level. All right, ready?
Yeah.
They finally called you Dad.
Right.
You fucking open the fucking Christmas gift wrapping, whatever. It's a blank check to a fucking cosmetic surgery facility. You are getting my nose. You are getting my fucking DNA. Mm-hmm. We are getting a blood transfusion. We're swapping kidneys just back and forth. We don't need it, but we're just going to, one of yours, one of mine.
We're putting some moles all up on your face. Fucking horrible moles that have irregular edges.
Get the lipomas up in your arm. Take a couple of those from me.
Now, let me ask you guys this.
All right.
We all know how we would act with a child that we do want, and we would be father figures to them. And we'd say eventually, you'd say, call me Dad. You know what I mean? Now, what if you had a stage 5 clinger child that was calling you Dad a little too early? Well, how would you lay down the law, Nate?
Boarding school and summer camp. Those are the two solutions, man. Get out of the fucking house, dude. I'll pay any price, dude, to get. Dude, those are the rich families. They got it going on because they have nannies. Their kids go to boarding school. They go to summer camp. They don't have to see these fucking kids, all right? And they're just there for Christmas and
all the best days.
And maybe spring break, you know, and that's it. And maybe like one weekend in the summer, they go out to their little vacation home in the south of France. That sounds awesome. I could rock with
that's how you get an extra well-adjusted kid.
Exactly.
That's how you make them extra well-adjusted. Send them away.
Yeah.
Let them see the world.
I don't even want to fucking rock with them or know them that well till they're 25. And then at that point, I will get deep under their skin and into their
psyche. Because that's when they're fully developed.
And that's when you can heal them. So then all their trauma isn't from you, even though it is in a secondary sense of abandonment, but it's not actually from you experientially.
Right. Because then you say like, man, that fucking headmaster sounds like an absolute dick. I'm so sorry that happened to you, but I'm chill. I'm good. Yeah. Let's go fucking get fucking mind eraser shots.
Let's throw eggs at this fool's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go get faded.
So let's get faded and throw eggs at this fool's house.
You guys ever egg a house?
Never, bro. I was in the car while it happened, but I didn't do it, bro.
I
didn't participate.
Throw rocks at people's cars.
Damn.
That's a little different.
I egged a friend's house, and I got caught. And it was one of the times where this is the worst feeling on the planet. Disappointing your father.
Oh,
your father
yeah.
comes in Ooh. And is disappointed as fucking you. Dude. This might have been the most disappointed my dad was ever in me. He came into my room and I was playing Kingdom Hearts 1. I was doing very well. I was probably in the, you know, the Peter Pan stage or something like that at this point. And he comes in and he said, I heard that you egged your friend's house. This was like a friend that I had. It was just kind of like, we just got some eggs and threw it at our homie's house. And wow, did I get a stern talking to. And a very disappointed. Oh, good God! That is probably
cry?
The worst.
Did you cry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did it change you forever?
Right. Did you egg again?
No, that was the last
See,
one.
See, that's good parenting, straight. Bro. Making you feel like shit,
me straight.
So you don't do it again.
You need a positive egg. Maybe you know there is some healing that needs to happen around that. I can
tell. I peed a house after that, but I didn't egg it.
Damn, the whole house.
Man.
Dude, I've told you about when I broke into my friend's house to break his skateboard and pee on it. And then the second I tried breaking in the front door, his parents were there.
Wait, is this one where you hid in the shower, Jack?
No, that's a different one. That's probably my favorite experience in life.
Please tell it now. Please tell that.
The shower one?
Yes, please.
Well, all right. We were going to hang out at our friend's house, female, and it was like four of us, rowdy young gentlemen, coming, preparing to get faded, high school style, perhaps even late middle school style. And her parents, I guess we didn't realize they hadn't left yet. No, it was like they left, and then we came into the house, but then they pulled back into the driveway, so we hid in the front bathroom. The front hall bathroom where there's a little whatever. And then the mom comes running back in and she's like, oh, I got to pee.
Oh my God.
And so the four and our friend Julie was like, can you go upstairs? I got to go to the bathroom, please. I got to use this one. And the mom was like, you're being so weird. Relax. Let me pee in here. It's so strange. And then the four of us were hiding behind the shower curtain.
Oh my God.
Being, yeah, like 8 inches away from this lady. As she was peeing and hearing the pee and being, because everyone's always like,
and you just so and you made four no of us, noises all standing.
Four of us standing fucking ass to mouth in the fucking shower together, trying not to laugh. That was and then it was a huge success. Thank God she didn't plop one down, or that would have been the end. That would have been a hard end.
This shit will never happen to us again. You know what I mean?
She's left this world. God,
she passed away. Right. God. Well, at least she gave you guys that joyful memory.
Yeah.
Speaking of joy, see what I'm doing?
Nice.
Wow. Good transition.
What would you guys say give you joy this week?
The same thing that gave me joy every week. Luigi Mangione. I want everybody meeting me in Washington Square Park at 8 p.m. No.
Here, I got mine on right now.
This is a serious segment.
I got some Adidas sort of. You know what? My loungewear is so lacking. I'll wear jeans in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like just khakis. Like when I'm just chilling, watching a TV, and I'm like, dude, all my sweatpants. I hate them. They're just not like comfortable. And I was like, I need some track pant like loungewear to just fucking chill in, and I've just been wearing these way too much. They're so comfortable. They're the perfect length. I can't say enough about the three, and I pull up with the three stripes. Adidas, shout out to you. And
Adidas.
Yeah.
That's awesome, bro.
You gotta make an Adidas album.
Adidas.
You gotta start making albums for all brands. Just trying to get paid out so desperately.
Jimmy Fallon's making a show about all brands. New show.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
Good.
He is not.
It's like a Shark Tank kind of. He's a hero. For, advertisements.
That's right. He's finally sticking up for Dunkin' Donuts and brands that
the
need
Dunkin'
our attention.
Track suit. Oh my God. Fuck.
I think
wish I had that. One of those.
Is that a real thing? Never mind.
Yeah, it's real, bro.
Hmm.
Jack, do you know?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say it then, because I know it. It's barbecue sauce.
On what?
Chicken. I did the slow cooker, simple recipe this year, or week rather. You know, I like to make chicken tinga in my household.
Oh, I know that.
But this week, I've gone straight just chicken broth, salt, pepper, and garlic powder. Biatch.
Clean.
Let that thing slip out. And these things were, because the tinga, it's a little more viscous what it's simmering in. But when it's just chicken broth, the pull on that pulled chicken, it falls off the bone again because there's no bone. But it falls off of its fucking self. And yeah, putting the new fucking organic barbecue sauce, not that I believe in anything that
is organic if it's imported, because there's no way to regulate it. But yeah, putting that's that amazing, barbecue sauce on chicken.
You can answer Eric's question first, and then I'll
Nate's
go.
Fading fast. God damn. How are the gains? I've been trying to cut for 2 weeks. I'm 6'5". I'm trying to get down to 180 or something. That's probably not good. But
you're trying to get out of 180.
I don't really know. I'm not
that's
actually
gonna
trying
look
to do
amazing.
It.
That's unnatural for your height, for your body
well,
type.
I was 173 and I looked like I'd been on the water for too long.
He looked cut. You looked cut at 173.
Damn. I didn't look cut. I looked like I'd been in a hospital bed. But I have no.
Here's what I wanted to ask you: is just barbecue sauce related. What is your favorite style of barbecue sauce? Because I feel like barbecue sauce is all across the spectrum. There's the Carolina sweet ones. There's the St.
Louis.
Do you
like it tangy?
Do you like it sweet? Do you like it regular? Yeah. Do you like it spicy?
Tangy?
I do like that shit, man.
I don't like it when it's too spicy and bitter. I do like a little sweet heat on it.
Right.
But all barbecue sauce can work for me. That's not true. Eric, what lit your ass up?
It's simple. It's simple. I've been locking the phone away on fortress mode, which means I would have to take a hammer to it to get that shit open. And I've been playing Indiana Jones, which has come to PlayStation 5 finally. And I'm finding this game quite fun. The puzzles are very... easy for me, but for a child, I could see them being challenging. but honestly, I'm having an amazing time playing this beautiful game, figuring out the mystery of the Great Circle.
What gender are you?
Dude, bro, I'm Indiana, bro.
Oh, my bad. Of course. stupid fucking
Indiana question. Jones, male Indiana Jones.
My fault.
all right, guys.
Wait, Eric.
What do you
so
want to
know? This is another emergency short film idea button.
What, say it
now. I have to enact it.
Say it now.
Okay. Three hilarious gentrifiers put their phones in a fucking lockbox for the night to have a grounded ass night. And then something violent happens to them where they would like to have their phones.
Oh.
Dang. We have to use that before fucking Zach Kreger uses it or someone like that. You know what I mean?
Night Shyamalan.
Kian as Zach Kreger.
You saw Barbarian, right? With me, right?
Oh, I did. I loved that movie.
Yeah, let's just put it this way. He made that, dude.
Zach. Wow, I doubted him.
Okay, guys, that's been another amazing Joy Tactics. Shout out Muffy, wanting to be on camera the whole fucking show. That's my cat, by the way. And
shout out to Sertraline.
All right, everybody, take your pills.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.